Welcome to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage here on Sunday afternoon. Thank you for coming by. Brother Freedom has a message that he believes the Holy Spirit's going to give us. Lord, thank you for this good day. Lord, thank you for touching us. Thank you for the mighty move of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for anointing Brother Freedom. Lord, thank you for touching the people out there. Many of them have such great needs. Father, we pray for Steve out there in South Africa. Thank you for touching him, Lord. Thank you for raising him up. Thank you for helping him to find whatever the answer is that he needs. Lord, we thank you for all the miracles we've seen. We thank you for how you touched Janine, Lord, how you're touching Teresa, how you touched Miss Plummer. Lord, we're just so thankful for your wonderful goodness. Thank you for what you're going to do and how you're going to use Brother Freedom today. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm not feeling very well today, but I do know that God wants to speak to our hearts. So I'm just going to go on in, let the Lord take over. Hopefully he will. Father, just pray that you move mighty in your wonderful name. Hallelujah. Oh, Kamashita. For I, the Lord thy God, has spoken to my people many, many times. They say, where am I? But I call them, and they never reply. Many never acknowledge me as their Lord and Savior. They do everything as it is written. And they follow the law totally as it is written. But nothing according to my spirit. For my word declares, in the last days, not my might nor my power, but my spirit, said the Lord. And I'm going to move mighty through my spirit. It's part of me. My word and my spirit comes together, becomes part of my way. It does my will. And I'm searching, seeking for those that will follow me in spirit and truth. My word declares in that day, you must worship me in spirit and in truth. That means you apply the word, you move it out by my spirit, says the Spirit of God. My word declares in the first chapter of Psalms, the first verse, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, or stand in the way of sinners. And I say, my people want the approval of all people. My people don't need the counsel of men, the women, all the beings, but they need my approval, says the Spirit of God. For I say, where my spirit is, there is liberty. And there's power. There's my anointing. My power will break forth the yoke that brings bondage to my people. My people need to be set free. But I say, my church, thou no longer listens to my spirit. Thou have went into thy great doctrines of learning, and you have come a long ways. You've learned very diligently. You sought for a great cause. But I said, I have told thee a long time ago that thou must work through my spirit. It is the leadership that brings my word in the truth. But my people have disregarded it. They went in their own callings, their own leadership, and they're looking for signs and wonders. And I say the signs and wonders does not come into what they see, but it comes into a supernatural power by my spirit. For my spirit in an instant can bring forth multitudes of darkness into light. It can transform into a person of honor. The one that has failed costly has become an overcomer. That one who has lived in darkness lives in the heavenly sunshine of heaven. That is what my spirit does. And I say my people have deliberately went in their own ways, and they've done it in my name, and they've done such a great job of it that the world sees it's only they've done a great work. But I say they're like the Tower of Babel. The Tower of Babel, those people, I look down from heaven, and my word declares, I've seen these people go to make a tower up to heaven, and I must confound their languages, or they would actually do it. And I say that's what my church is doing this day, because what they said, they wanted to leave a name to their followers. And I say that's what's happening in my churches, my world around. My people want a name. They want to be the great healer, the great mover of men. And they're doing it all in my name. And yet I'm supposed to bless them when they deliberately leave me out of it, leave my Holy Spirit out. They're doing it in their own processes, their own imaginations, their own directions, and their own out of their own heart. And I say, this is the great deception that's taking place on planet Earth this day. This is the great deception. It's coming very vividly, but no one can see it. I mean, their people is blinded. They cannot understand. They cannot understand. They're going against my spirit. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. They're getting walking in their own counsel. My word declares, blessed is the man that walks not in that counsel. But they're looking to the Lord their God. I'm looking for those who will deliberately set aside their ways, their thoughts, and what they've heard, and what they know, and give it to themselves, that they'll put it in the sea of forgetfulness, that I can start a new work, a new calling, a new direction. But people do not see it. They're blinded. I can take a man that's literally off his feet almost, and speak to his heart, because my people are so closed. If you see him, he's not really much. So I made it that way because this word has to get out. My power is on him right now. But I say, my coming is soon. And my church, where art thou, O man, O woman? Why dost thou distrust the Lord thy God, that I told you that thou must walk in the Spirit and do not fulfill the lust of the flesh? I say my church says they do it, but in doing it, they're walking in another false identification. What they've called as my spirit is not really my spirit. It's partly a fleshly spirit. It's very detrimental. Because unless you have the true move of my spirit, you will be counterfeit because it seems real. It seems authentic. It seems what you need. But I say you must go all the way to have my spirit. And my churches do not go all the way. So that lets you know, I know, it's not my spirit. My spirit does not need the help of man. My spirit does not need the framework of some handyman, of some theologian, someone that's so puffed up, they're not walking in humility at all. My church is so high, they're higher than a kite that's high on drugs, on alcohol. They got a high that puts them in a place they can't hear the Lord their God. I see the enemy has done a great work. He has done a masterful job, and he's brought a visitation. If my church don't wake up, they're going to be left. And I say, you can't argue with them because they're dead set. It's in their heart is right. But I say, when they wake up, it's all over. They're going to find out what's up and what's down. My people need to prepare for that day, and the day is near. You must prepare now to be there then. And to be there then, you have to be here then now. It's a two-way street. You've got to do it now to be there. There's no in-betweens. You're in, you're out. You can't have it both ways. And my church has it both ways. They want to be popular with this world, and they want to be popular with the Lord their God. It's impossible. My word says, come out from among them, be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you, and I shall be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us there cleanse ourselves, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. I say my church has no fear of holiness. There's no perfection. My word declares in the fourth chapter of Ephesians, that when the perfection of the saints, my church says this is not for me. It's not for the church. Who's it for then, says the burning up? It's in my word. It's for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministries, the edifying of the body of Christ. I say my church needs that edifying. My church needs that purification. My church needs the power, the anointing. The only God can do. And I say, when they deliver, take away for that. It's from man. Blessed is a man that walks not in the counsel. So my church is walking in the counsel of the ungodly. Because if it's not for me, you'd have to agree with me, says the Spirit of God. It's from the ungodly. Even though you can't describe it as ungodly, it is, because you're deceiving many, many, many. And that great deception is going to take many to devil's hell. That means it's evil. It's false. It's against God. It's in my people so vividly that that's all they know. My people are going to shun the very effects of all things that's evil. They must look for the things that are good. They must detest the things that are evil. They must hate the things that are darkness. For my church has an agreement with them. My word says, for ye are the temple of the living God, as God says, come out from among them and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you. And I shall be a father unto you. I shall be a father unto you. You got that in your heart now? I shall be a father. It's my choosing whether I'm going to be a father or not. If you're literally going your own way, I'm not going to be that father. I love my church. I love my people. But I say, my people, you've got very haughty. You've gone into doctrines of devils. You've gone into doctrines of men. It's deteriorated many hearts. It's brought people down to a low. It's going to be hard for them to get started again. It's brought them down to they've deteriorated from the things that are good. They worship the things, the detestable things of this world. It becomes their images of the imprints from the things below. They're so rotten, so deceitful, so wicked, that pulls mankind down to the place that he cannot come up. My people must come out from among them, and you must seek me while you can. I say, while there's still time, you must search for me. You must call upon my name, because my church, I've listened. I have a place for you. I have a wonderful home that has been finished. It's been finished in heaven. And I say there's going to be no more troubles up there. No more heartaches. No more things that you can't understand. You don't have to worry about those things long gone. I will take care of thee, my ones. I say, if thou shalt come through now and seek me as a good soldier, thou shalt live with me forever, and thou wilt even forget this day happened, because these horror things will become past, and all things behead of thee shall be good. But I say, if thou dost not come forth, I say, thou wilt remember this thing. Thou remember when I spoke thy heart, and where art thou that day? My people need to arise in victory. Thou must call upon the Lord thy God. Serve me, search for me, and ye shall surely find me. Call upon my name, for I'm here to help me, my ones. I'm here to help thee. Come, come, my ones. I love thee. I love thee, my church. Where art thou? Thou art sleeping, O man, O woman. Thou art sleeping because you have a spirit of religion on you so heavily that only the Lord thy God can remove that. The enemy has thee bound, and thou dost not know it, says the Spirit of God. Father, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, and amen. God bless everybody. Amen. Touch your people only you can, Lord. Amen. Amen, amen, amen.